Now, there's a video that we watched this morning. It looked like it was straight out of a Disney cartoon. A tiny little industrious mouse on a workbench tidying up pegs and bottle caps into a box. It's in a shed, and the shed belongs to retired postman Rodney Holbrook. And he captured the video without the mouse's knowledge. And he joins us now on the line. Hello, Rodney.
Hello there. Nice to speak to you.
Lovely to speak to you. Whereabouts are you, Rodney?
I live in Bilth Wells, which is in Powys, in Mid Wells.
Right. Okay. Now do you do a lot of work in your shed?
Yeah, I do quite a bit of work in there, yeah. Like any chap does, I suppose. Bit of drilling and hammering away. And
and what did you begin to notice, Rodney?
Well, the first thing I noticed was in the box I got, where I got the peanuts in, the nuts I had out went missing, and I thought, this is strange. Mm. So I put some more back in. The next day, they went missing again.
Okay.
So I then, not long after, found an old pair of shoes of mine with a load of nuts in. So the mouse had taken those nuts and stored them in the old pair of shoes of mine. So okay. I put some more nuts in, and the next morning I had all this stuff put in there. I thought, hang on, this is strange. You know, so I thought, I'm going to set up my night camera, which is a trail camera. So I set it up, and lo and behold, I got the video of the mouse doing his stuff.
His tidy-up routine. Describe for people what you captured.
Every day. Every night.
So he
takes it all out, and he puts it all back.
Right. Like, what are we talking here?
What do you mean?
You're talking. What does he? You take all. What do you take out of the box, and what does he put back
all
in?
Like the screws and what I got on my bench are screws, plastic cut things, with some of the things he brought over himself and part of the other in the shed. But all sorts of little things. Some little light things in wooden pegs and line pegs.
It's a fascinating video because he goes about it as if he's been given the job by somebody, by a foreman, who said, you go over there, mouse man,
you get on
tidy
the
up. Yes, yeah, it does.
Of course, it's all in pitch black because, the film would show it is light because it's the infrared. But I know it's quite incredible.
And how long does it take him, and what time does he do it at?
Well, it does vary. He'd been as early as 6:15 in the evening when it was darker than night. But I filmed him quite a few times. It's been any time between early evening and into the early hours of the morning.
So what do you think he's doing? What's going on in his head?
Well, I think, myself, it's hiding the nuts. It's covering the nuts over so nobody else, no other mouse or can find them.
Yeah.
That's what I think he's doing.
Now, Rodney,
there's something I thought of today that I haven't done yet, and I'm going to take the nuts out that's in there and see tonight if anything gets put back in.
Interesting. Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's science there, what you're doing there. That's science.
It is.
Now, we have a scientist on the other line.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah.
Wildlife expert Aina Nilauna. Good afternoon, Aina. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. How are you doing, Ray?
Good. Say hello to Rodney there.
Rodney, how are you doing? This is a great story altogether. I'm fascinated.
Yes, I don't mind myself. Yeah, I'm doing.
Well, I want to ask you to clarify one thing. Did you say he takes them out of the box every night and then he puts them back, or did he just put them in?
He puts them in. What I do, I take it out every morning. And then in the during the evening, he puts it all back in again.
Did you empty out your boots? Are there still the nuts in your boots, or are they gone?
Oh, they're gone. I took them all out of that.
The only nuts are in the box. Yeah.
So
well, now I know what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is his food. This is his food. And normally, a normal mouse would take away the nuts and hide them in a place where he would have them for the winter.
Store them, yeah.
But you've taken away your boots and he's nowhere to go with them. Uh-huh. So now he's decided that he's going to cover up the box instead. So if you leave all the stuff on top of the box and don't have them all over the bench, put them back on the box. See what will he on? Does he eat any of them? Does he take them off, have one, put them back?
Oh, he does eat some of them.
You don't do half enough experiments at all. You could do far more stuff.
Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to take the nuts out and not have any nuts in there tonight.
Hey, you old meanie. Why would he bother coming anymore? I've got to finish them off.
I want to see if it puts any of the stuff in with the nuts gone.
No, he won't. He's putting the stuff in to cover the nuts that are there. Right. If you take away the nuts, that'll be the end of it. You'll lose them. Don't do that.
So what would you predict?
He'd be okay. He's obviously stored them somewhere else in the shed. I haven't found them yet.
Yeah. What do you predict he'd do? Say if Rodney does take out the nuts and leaves the pegs and the corks strewn around the workbench, what would the mouse do then? Nothing?
The mouse will come along and say, hunt this for a game of soldiers and go off somewhere else to get nuts and not work as your unpaid slave. I would leave the nuts covered. I would leave the nuts covered with the stuff tonight and see will he take them off, have a few nuts and put them back.
Yes.
See what you do. Yeah. And would you not give him something better than old peanuts? Give him some hazelnuts.
No, sorry. He's not getting anything else but peanuts.
Rodney, sorry, I should have introduced Aina properly. You know, you've met her now. You know the cut of her jib. But it is fascinating. It's a brilliant piece of video, isn't it, Aina?
It's wonderful. It's absolutely splendid, and it is a lovely little field mouse with his big ears and his eyes. Of course, are huge, and they look really huge in this because they reflect the infrared light. So it's excellent. It's an excellent bit of footage. Yeah. So well done indeed. Yeah.
So he's aping behaviour that would happen in the wild normally. So they would secrete their food somewhere, would they?
Well, no, they don't. I mean, they eat the food all the year round because 90% of their diet is seeds and nuts anyway.
Right.
But in the winter, when there aren't going to be any, it's only in the winter months that they do this. They don't do it all the year round.
Mm.
So it's only now when there's nothing available that he's stashing them. You see it in woodlands as well. I mean, that's where you normally see it. You get a whole collection of hazelnuts or something poked into the bottom of a tree and they're obviously brought there and covered up with moss and that. Mm. So, I mean, that's it. But with the they're already covered up. I wonder, would he uncover them? Is he eating any of them? I mean, as he just come and mind them and go off again? What's he eating?
Yeah. So there's your scientific experiment for this evening, Rodney.
Is
to leave them covered. So he's going to arrive. Everything's tidied up. His nuts are covered. What will he do? That's the big scientific question of the day. You predict, Aina, that he will do what? Nothing.
Well, I mean, he might rummage about eat one or two and put them back.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
If he's coming to have one or two, I mean, you know, obviously he hasn't been eating them in great quantity because you would have less the number. Did you count how many nuts you put in? Do you count them every day to see are the same number still there? Is he doing any droppings? Where does he go when he's finished?
Yeah.
So many questions.
I think it comes from outside.
Dust on the desk and see his little footprints and see where he comes from and goes to.
So now, Rodney.
I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah.
A whole new career for you.
Now, Aina, here's the thing. This isn't the first time this has happened to Rodney. Rodney, go on. A number of years ago.
Yeah, back in 2019, back in Bristol, where I used to live. A friend of mine, he had a strange thing going on in his shed, so I set up my camera. I didn't know then, see, about the mouse. I set up my camera, and and there it was. The mouse was putting the stuff into the box.
Again.
He had peanuts as well.
Right, so there you go. So that's, yeah.
Yeah, so it's followed me from Bristol to Wells.
I doubt it's the same mouse, Rodney, in fairness. I don't know much about these things, but I doubt it's the same mouse.
He only lived for a year anyway, so he would be a very long-lived mouse if he was still around.
Yeah, so it's certainly interesting.
All right.
It'd be interesting what happens next year then, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. Will you do that? Yeah. Will you take Aina's advice then and leave everything as it is now and leave the camera running, and we might give you a call tomorrow to see what has happened?
The only thing tomorrow...
Right.
I'm out and about tomorrow.
Maybe the day after. Maybe the day after.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rodney, lovely talking to you. Aina and Eleanor.
Same to you. Yeah, that was brilliant.
And, yeah, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks, Aina. Talk to you. Bye now.
Bye. Good luck.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.